Today's daf from Masechet Gittin is daf Chof Beit. We're holding on the bottom of Chof Aleph Amud Beit on the last words of the third line from the bottom. So, we've been talking about the question of writing a get b'mechub lekarka, and we know that we have a problem of the fact that the Torah puts v'katav and atan next to each other to imply that there can't be anything in between. So if it's b'chus or kitzitza, it would be posel. Now, what about if you write a get on a flower pot? Now, that flower pot, per se, is certainly metaltalin. The problem is that it has dirt in it, and there's a hole in the bottom of the flower pot, which means that anything that's growing in that dirt is considered to be minadin mechubar lekarka. So if the issue has nothing to do with what's growing in the pot, and you just write it on the actual cheres of the pot, then it's not a problem. You write it on, what's the difference? You write a cheres on a flower pot, or you write a cheres of Nebuchadnezzar still. It makes no difference. You hand her the pot, and everything is fine. That's metaltali. So that this part is no chiddush. It's just an introduction to the next part where we get into the complications. So if you write it on the cheres itself of a notzitz nakuv, it's perfectly okay. Kasha to shakar levi yoyvli. You pick it up and you hand it there. But how about if you write it on a leaf that is growing on something that you've planted in a notzitz nakuv, which is then considered to be mechubar lekarka? And then you take the whole thing and hand it to her. Now, the problem is taking the whole thing and handing it to her is all very nice, but what about the problem of it's being mechubar?
Metaphysically detaching it?
Oh, no. We'll see whether it's only metaphysically. So Abaye Omer Kasher. Abaye says, what's the difference? The bottom line is it's not mechus or anything. It's ktiva and netina. What's the big deal? Rava says it's possible. Abaye says it's kasher. Because the shakala, you pick up the atzitz and you give it to her. But Rava says, what about if, in this case, you would take the Allah, the leaf upon which you wrote it, and you would disconnect it and hand it to her? So since over here it's considered to be mechubar lekarka, that would be a chisaron in kitzitza. Now you'll note that the entire discussion is only because of the fact that it has a hole in the bottom. So in other words, suppose you wrote a get on a roll of paper towel, and then you disconnected one piece of a paper towel from the rest of it. That's not a problem. Because who the heck cares if it's all in the paper towel? I mean, the idea over here is, I'm not really changing anything. This could be the gilayon, right? But since over here it's b'chubar, so therefore it's considered to be a ketzitza. Now it's a significant act of making an Allah into not an Allah, but into a book. And that means that I had to do a pula to change it in between. So there Rava says, even if you don't do that, we have to be gozer. What if you did do that? Now Lamaisa, Tosis points out over here a fascinating thing. Listen, the problem would be in certain cases where if you would pick up the atzitz and you would hand it to her, that gets into the question of whether while the atzitz is still mechubar lekarka, would she be kind of the Allah? Because karka cannot be nicknamed b'mishicha. So picking up a piece of karka, I mean, it's all very nice, but it doesn't give you kinyan on karka. Since over here the Allah is still attached to the ground, so to speak, so how can you be kind of with mishicha, as we're about to say? Which would mean that it would have to be talking about that you give it to her in a way that would itself turn it into metaltalin. So in other words, you give it to her by handing it to her while she's standing on a piece of plastic. So there wouldn't be yonik through the plastic, right? Then the question is whether now you have to be geyser. So if that's the case, then that itself would be a pu'ula of ketzitza, even though I don't care because I'm not separating the Allah. And that's the question over there. We should have a gezerah, and that would gufa be the chiddush. We're not gozer that that's considered to be the equivalent of a ketzitza. Okay, but that gets us into the next sugya, which actually addresses the question of how to be kona anatzitz, because it gets into this additional problem of the difference between the pot per se and the contents of the pot. So suppose the easiest way to deal with those issues separately is to imagine that we have a flower pot that is owned by person A, and somebody else has planted a tree in his flower pot. So he, in that case, with the atzitz is shalachat, and the zra'im is shalacher, if the ba'al ha'atzitz is mocher to the ba'al hazra'im, then kivan shemashach kana. The ba'al ha'atzitz wants to sell his flower pot to the person who's got the zra'im. He says, look, you know, I want to either plant my own plants, you buy my flower pot. He says, fine, I'll buy your flower pot. How is he kona the flower pot? He simply picks it up. Because the flower pot per se is metaltal. And the fact that there happen to be things in it that are connected to the ground because of the yatzitz nokov doesn't change anything. The pot isn't connected to the ground. The contents are connected to the ground. It's not a problem. So like any metaltalim, Meshicha is konek. But how about the other way around? How about if the guy who owns the tree in the pot wants to sell the tree to the owner of the flower pot? Oh, now you get into problems. Because you cannot be konek karka with Meshicha. So despite the fact that the owner lifts up the pot to be kind of the contents of the pot and the little orange tree in it, that's not going to help him. He's going to be kona only at the point that he is kona b'chazaka. So he has to do some kind of digging around the roots to make it better. Some element of chazaka on the zra'im. And he has to be machzik b'zra'im. In the event that both the atzitz and the contents belong to the same guy, and he wants to sell both to the other. Now, here we're going to have a very cute situation. Because the din always is that if you are kona karka, you can be kena along with the karka automatically, nechasim she'en lehem achrayut. And therefore, in this case, you'd have a really weird situation whereby digging a little bit to aerate the soil, you would be kena the flower pot too. Agav. So since you were kena the zroim with the chazaka, so in that case, if you were marzik bizraim, you were kena the atzitz. Because after all, we have a kinyan agav. However, the other way around wouldn't work. So there you would be a tzitz, v'zroib shechemalcha yechzik v'zroib kana tzitz, and that, of course, is the famous Mishnah of v'zroi sheshaninu nechatzim she'en lem achrayut metaltlim, chattel of any kind, or niknim together with nechatzim she'esh lem achrayut, which is real estate, bekesef b'shtar v'chazaka. And over here, the contents of the pot is called real estate, la'alocha. And therefore, it automatically is kind. In this case, it's kind of the pot, not because the pot happens to be the holding of the real estate, but just because it's no different than the other thing. If you'd want to sell your watch along with it, you'd be kind of a watch too. And that doesn't have to be intimately involved in the sale. But the other way around, if you pick up the pot and hand it to him, he's not going to be kind of this right. So if you're here, sorry?
Does it make a difference if a third party owns the land under the pot?
No. You're not selling the land under the pot. You're selling this thing, which is yonik from karka, but it can be yonik even through the avir.
I have to dig inside the land.
If I dig inside the land, you know, it gets more interesting. Your question is a wonderful question. As we go along a little bit into the circuit, you're going to see how intimately it involves where it's been yonik from. So let's take a look at that. So if you're yichzik b'yatzit, it's very good thinking. So over there, if you pick up the atzitz, you weren't even going to the atzitz in this case. Af atzitz lo kana, ad yachzik bizraim. So in this case, because of the fact that we view the atzitz, if you're kena, you can't be kena b'chazaka, right? Pa'yichzik b'atzitz. You can only pick up the atzitz. But if you were marzik in the atzitz, you polish up the atzitz, right? But you didn't do anything for the tree in the atzitz, the plants in the atzitz. You're not kind of the atzitz either. Because you'd have to be marking the contents of the atzitz to be kind of the atzitz, unless you're going to pick it up, but then you'd only be kind of the atzitz. You wouldn't be kind of the contents. Now, suppose this atzitz stretches across a full meter, right? Now, half of it is in Eretz Yisrael, and half of it's in Chutz La'aretz. The part with the hole is in Eretz Yisrael. And the rest of the plant is hanging out over Chutz La'aretz. Now, is it Chayev and Trumas or Maisers or not? No. This is the type of thing that happens in Richie's house all the time. Obviously, we're coming to define the Benson issues here now. In other words, where are we looking at the Yanika from? So, here we have a machloket. A bayomer batar nikvo, as Lina, look, it all depends on the place where it's being mechubet to the karka, because we view its nourishment as ultimately being obtained from there. Whereas Rava says, no, that's not true. You go boser nofo, because it's all very nice where you have a yanika, and that's what you've got. If you've got something hanging out, then that itself is able to be yonik directly without having to go through a charashim, and therefore it's potter from trumas and maestros because it's considered to be beikr in chutzlart. Now, bide ashrosh, if we're talking about a case where there were actual roots that were coming out of that hole and had gone into the ground in Eretz Yisrael, there kuliyama lo plige, they're all agreed that for sure the essential unika is always going to be through roots into the ground, actual roots. That's for sure. However, kipligi b'delo ashrosh, we're talking about where there are no roots. Now that, of course, deals even more directly with the Benson issue over here. The unika that we have from the avir over ground is not the equivalent of unika from shorashim, where it would be considered to be in the other person's rishus. And over there, it's truly growing from those shorashim. That's what we're assuming now. The Gemara is going to get into it further. Even Bida Ashrash asks the Gemara, is there not a machlokes? Bida Ashrash lo plige? How about the famous Mishnah? This is a beautiful situation. You have two gardens, one next to the other, belonging to two different people. One of these gardens are like Mamila. The one garden is a meter above or 2 meters above. Then you have a drop, and then you have the other garden, and so on. So they're staggered gardens, terraced. Yeah, completely terraced. Let's imagine that we have a completely vertical terrace between the gardens. Now, something is growing out of the side of the upper garden and obviously hanging over the lower garden. So over there, you clearly have ashrosh, because all of the shorashim are in the dirt of the upper garden. And you have all of the growth being over the lower garden. Now, according to what you just said, there would be no machloket abayev rov if there were actual roots. Of course, we look at where the actual roots are. Unfortunately for you, that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that in that case as well, you have a machloket tanaim. Shtei ginot zo agavezu. The yerek growing benatayim, so its roots are to the side, and then it's growing up over the airspace of the lower garden. So Rabbi Meir Omer, it belongs to the upper garden owner. And Rabbi Yud Omer, it belongs to the lower garden owner. So that's exactly the case. And you're claiming there's no machlokas. Here's the machlokas, even where literally it's ashrosh. And the question is whether we go for the ikur growth coming from the leaves or whether the ikur growth is coming from the shorashim. Says the Gemara, now that is not comparable, because hatab kediktani time, over there you get into other issues which touches even more deeply on the Benson problem. And what are those other issues? Rabbi Meir says, and he was the one who said it all belongs to the upper garden, Rabbi Meir says, how can you say that any of it goes to the lower garden? Suppose upper garden wants to build in that area. He takes away all the dirt and he replaces it with concrete. Can lower garden complain about it? Why did you take away your garden? I liked it. Drop dead, he tells him. Right? Okay. Unfortunately, when he did that, bye-bye plant of what you said belonged to lower garden. So how can somebody own something that someone else is allowed to destroy? So that means that we assert the ba'alut by the person who is basically the owner of the area. In which case, and that's the reasoning. So that's a completely different issue. So if he wanted to be litol adafra in kanyerek, to which Reb Yehuda replied, and what if the guy on the bottom wants to build up? or wants to add dirt and make his garden higher than the other guy's garden. He might be an Arab. He's not going to tolerate a neighbor having a higher garden than him. And therefore, bye-bye Yerek, because he's going to be covering over the note from the Yerek. And then the guy on the side can't say anything to him. He's going to say, who gave you the rights to kill my plant? Take your plant and stuff it in your own ground. Okay, so that's the same thing, isn't it? Which means that there's other issues involved over here, the definition of the balut, and not the issue of where is the ikar yanika. Okay, still, I don't accept that. You're telling me there's no machloket about where essential nourishment is coming directly from rooting and secondary nourishment is coming from nof. Well, Tanya, how about the famous case of an ilan? Miksato ba'aretz, miksato b'chutz la'aretz. So now we've got a problem. Because we've got tevel v'chulin, mu'uravim zeh b'zeh, they're very ready. Whereas Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, look, the part that's growing b'chiyuv is chayev in ma'isos. The part that's growing in chutz la'aretz is potter from ma'isos. Now, I'm assuming that the question over here is talking about a tree which is actually rooted in Eretz Yisrael, and it's hanging out, some of its branches are hanging out into Chutz La'aretz, you know, or vice versa. And the machloket over here would be whether you go according to the nof and it's mixed, or whether you can actually separate the part that is nof. But everybody's agreeing you're going bus of the nof. Even though it's Ashrish, we're ignoring the Ashrish. We're saying, okay, take a look at where it is, you know. So, Lechora, what you said is for sure not true. You said nobody would hope we'd look at the Nof then. We'd only look at the Shorashim. And, well, nobody's talking about the Shorashim. Oh, yeah? Says the Gemara. How do you think that that's the case? On the contrary, they're only looking at the Shorashim. And it's talking about over there, Miktzat Shorashim Ba'aretz, or Miktzat Shorashim B'chutz la'aretz. Now, that's ridiculous, because roots grow all over the place. So, I mean, how's anybody going to say that the tree is split between the part that's over the roots in Eretz Yisrael and the part that's over the roots of chutz la'aretz? It doesn't make any sense. Because we're talking about a special case. My time of trimming and bleal, in one of those rare cases, which you do see from time to time, it's very fascinating, where mafsik tsunma, you have a tree that has grown up putting down roots on either side of bedrock, and the tree is basically growing up from roots that are coming down on two different sides. So now above the rock, you have a single organism, which Lomais has ended up, probably began on one side or the other, and ends up being Zorek Shorashim to the other side. Now we've got ourselves a tree, which is a half and half tree. And therefore, in that case, if it's talking about the Shorashim, then it's separate trees. And why does Rebbe say it's not separate? Because he says, look, what's the difference? It may be that the roots are clearly separate. There may be a mile between them. I don't care. The bottom line is that the tree has a circulatory system, and therefore any nutrients are going to be mixed throughout the tree. So all of these peirot are essentially mixed Eretz Yisrael chayev and Meiser peirot, and chutz la'aretz potter from Meiser peirot, because hadar arve. And that goof is the machlokes. But my kamiflegei, mar savarebi od zaviro mibalbel, that the area above the ground where we're no longer in the roots is mevalbel the nutrients, and that there's no direct relationship that would take directly from the roots whatever is coming up on one side only on that side, and that ultimately you have a mixture. Whereas Mar Sava, Hailechudekoy, look, you know, there ain't no heart to the tree. I mean, it's basically, it's capillary action, it's working on directly from the root, and whatever mixture there is minor. We can actually separate out the perot over the side of the Shorashim in Eretz Yisrael, the perot over the other side, and we don't even care about the nof, which is exactly what we asserted about the machloket abaye v'rava. So we don't have a clear raya here one way or the other. So, Reb Yudah ben Betirah omer, well, don't forget about something else, and that is you need k'tav shenei yochol lizdayef. So you said you could write it on a diftera. I can write it on a diftera. If it's a diftera, then it would be easy to be mizdayev. And we haven't really explained what that is. So let's just first define our terminology. Look, there are three raw types of skin that is not either completely unprocessed or partially unprocessed. We call them matzah, chayfa, and diftera. Now, matzah is like matzah. You know, matzah is like as unembellished as you can imagine. That's kamashma'o. There's no melicha. We didn't do anything. We didn't soak it in salt to dry it out. We didn't put kemach on it to dry it further. We obviously didn't put any afatzim on it, the gallnuts, which is really only a last step. And who cares about diftera? What do you do? Well, lema yilchata, it's obvious we could find out what you do with it. Take a look at Hotza'at Shabbat. What's the shear for Hotza'at Shabbat? And that always will define a basic use of that material. So what is the shear of Yetziyah for Shabbat? Kedektari Rishmur Bar Yehuda, Kedei Litzor Mishkal Ktana. What did you use in the days before foam to protect a delicate chip? And what would be a delicate chip in those days? A diamond worker who's got a 1 gram piece of lead, which every time you use it, a tiny piece it comes out, and within a week it's no longer useful. So he's got to store it very, very carefully. So how does he store it? He puts it into a nice, soft, foamy diftera. Perfect. So that would be matzah. He puts a nice, soft matzah, and that is exactly what you need to protect that lead.
It's a raw skin.
Yeah, basically. So, kama shira, kidei litzor mishko ktana. How big would that be in our terms? Kama amrabaya? It would be 1/4 of what is called the fourth of pupadita, which is a tiny little amount. And the chayefa the shir is you did salt it, so it's not going to rot on you, but you didn't do anything else. There was no kemach that dried it completely. It wasn't off it. Lama yilchata. Well, once again, it's a different shir for Hotza'at Shabbat. What would be the shir for Hotza'at Shabbat? That would be kidetza. Or kidei la'asot kamiya. So what they would use this type of thing for would be to wrap a kamiya, whatever that kamiya was, whether it contained some writing or whether it contained some kind of spice or whatever. Maybe it was garlic to get rid of the vampires, but whatever would be carried in that kind of thing. Right.
To wrap it
also. Not lichtov kamiya, but lasot kamiya. So, what about diftera? Well, diftera is maliach and kamiach, but it's not secured because it wasn't cured with gallnuts, and therefore you won't see any erasure on it. Now, here's where we get into the question where we said before we're going to be machshir diftera, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Batera said, well, what about security paper? How can you? Now, what is that going to be dependent on? That is going to be a question of whether we're relying on Edei Mesira. And if it's Edei Mesira, they will say, there was nothing there, it was erased. We saw it, and this is the get as it is. And Lamaise, in order to avoid later problems when we're relying on Edei Mesira, that would be the first case where the Beit Din would write her out a letter, because otherwise we're concerned. I mean, how are you going to find these guys, and are they going to testify? They're going to remember that there was no tnai in this get? I mean, that's not a very good contract. And that's where we have our first issue of making sure that the woman won't have trouble. So Beis Din writes her out a letter, and they keep the get. And she no longer uses the get. Let's get to it. So over there, the shir would be Lama Yilchata Lo Tzah Shabbat, and over there, the shir is Lichtov Et HaGet, which, of course, is what our Mishnah is saying, despite the fact that it's not Ofit. So the Chachamim are Makshir, even though it's not Ofit. And who would that be? Omar Rabbi Elazar, the Amora, Rabbi Elazar, says, you know who that is? It's going according to Rabbi Elazar, the Tana. And therefore, he's the one who all along said Edei Mesira Karte, right? So since anyway we're not relying on the Ktiva of the Get, we're relying on the Mesira, so what's the problem? It's not secured. So it's not secured. But we know that the Adim saw, read, and report on what it is that they saw and read, we said before, and can testify in court that this is what was given. But furthermore, says Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat, the Amora, lo yichshu Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua the Tana, ela le'alter, avo mikan ad atzra yamim lo chashinan. We, however, are worried about the fact that in 10 days from now, if we ask them, are you certain there was no additional Tanai and that maybe it was erased and we don't see the... I don't remember any Tanai. I don't remember any Tanai is not exactly Aedus. So if we can get it done in Besdin and now Besdin will write out that letter and everything will be fine, no, that's okay. But you can't rely on Adam Mysteria to remember details later, and therefore we'd have to worry about it. Masha Inke, Marcus Chashina, we're afraid that they forgot. Maybe there was a Tanai, and they were Mizayafit, they erased it, and they made it like there was no Tanai, and the Adam don't remember. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan said, what do you mean they don't remember? Who cares how long it is? People remember things like that. Afil mikan ad asara yamim, and it doesn't mean literally ad asara yamim. It said at any point. The point is that an aide takes responsibility and he pays attention, and he will be able to tell you we're not worried about that. So even from now, im ita da'avi beitana, 3 months later, tonight, if there was any tonight, certainly mitchar dechire, they would have remembered it, and we don't have to worry about it being ktav she'yachol lizdayev. Now, the question is that what about the shtarot in general? Is this a special halacha that is only being relied upon for gittin? And again, remember, we don't have witnesses, so let's use Eidim Asira, despite the fact that Eidim Asira, we're not quite certain we're going to be able to find them, or that they'll remember, especially according to Rabbi Elazar, the Amora. So indeed, said Rabbi Elazar, when Rabbi Elazar the Tana was machshir, he was only machshir with gittin because of our overall problem of taking what you can when you can. So we'll rely on Eidim Asira because we didn't find anybody to sign. That's fine. But when it comes to other shtarot, you cannot rely on that. You know why? Because where is the template for shtar in Tanakh? The template of the shtar is the story with Yirmiyahu right before the Churban, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, go and buy the field. Your cousin's going to be coming, and he's going to sell you this field in Anatot, and you make that shtar, write it up, put it into a kli charis, leman yamdud yamim rabim. Now, that was 70 years. Are we really going to rely on something that of Eidim Asira 70 years later? So therefore, if you're talking about financial things, I mean, 300 years later, we're going to be looking through the Turkish records and trying to find out who owned it. You can't rely on Eidim Asira and the details of their memory 300 years later. Obviously, this is a din and a get. Okay, so the get, the best we'll worry about it. They'll write a letter or whatever. How long is a woman going to live anyway? Okay, so during her lifetime, we'll be able to access it. But certainly, when the Torah itself specifies, untatem b'klicheres, l'man yamdu yamim rabim, it means it's permanent. So there, for sure, you wouldn't be able to use diftera. You need security paper. Rabbi Yochanan says, look, you can't use them. The whole point of that parsha is basically the encouragement about we're going to be coming back there to Israel, we're going to be using these shtarot. So therefore the Torah is telling you, you know, listen, Yirmiyahu, I'm giving you a good eitzah. It's going to be a long time, but these shtarot are going to be in court, you know, 70 years from now. It passes like a wink, you know, and you're going to be dealing with shtar in court, so you better take care of it. You know, okay, so the point over there is it's a tovaka mash, but I'm telling you, every contract has to be aimed forever. It's just telling you, you should know that this contract is going to be needed in another 70 years. So Mamela, take good care of it. But that doesn't define the conscience of a contract. Daf chof beit. If how about if you write it on Allah shel atzitz nakuv? Abaye omer kasher v'rav omer pasul. Abaye omer kasher. The shaker levi'ayim leiniyala zirkena like any metaltalim. Rav omer pasul gzirah shema yiktom. Atzit shelechad uzraim shelacher, machar bala atzit the bala zraim, no problem. All he needs to do is to be moshech like any metaphorim and bikona. But machar bala zraim or bala atzit, oh, now he's got a problem. If he picks it up, he's not going to be kona. He's only kona if he's machzik bizraim. As a matter of fact, if the atzit and the zraim both belong to one guy, shelechad, umachran lacher, over there, if you're machzik and the zraim, you're automatically kona the atzit. Then av batzitzel kona, because you have to be kona with the zroi. If the nekev is in Eretz Yisrael, the nof is in Chutz Laaretz. Abaye amar batar nofoaz lina. Rav amar batar nofoaz lina. Now, bidi ashrush. Nobody would argue if it's really ashrush. Kliyomo go pligi. You go according to real shorashim. Ki pligi bidalo ashrush. Wait a minute. Bid ashrush lo pligi. And what about the mission of a tranchtega not zoa gabezu? The Yerek ben Ataim, Rabbi Meir Omer Shel Yon, Rabbi Yerek Omer Shel Tachton? That's exactly what they seem to be arguing about? No. There they're arguing about something entirely different. Hatab Kiriktani Taimo, Om Rabbi Meir, Umayim Yerzel Yon Litolet Afaro, Ein Kan Yerek. Om Rabbi Yerek, Umayim Yerzel Tachton Malot Et Kinato Afar, Ein Kan Yerek. Anyway, barakati b'rashus lo pligi. And what about the case of Atanya? Ilan miktzato ba'aretz and miktzato b'chutz la'aretz. Teva v'chulin muravim ze bezeh divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel omer agadel b'chiyuv chayav v'agadel b'ptur patur. My love, miktzat nofo ba'aretz, miktzat nofo b'chutz la'aretz. No, who said? Mikzat shorashim baretz, mikzat shorashim b'chutz laaretz. And what's a chayach to say that shorashim are separate? My time is shemir liel, the mafzik tzunma. And my time is the Rebbe, because hodar arve in the tree. B'maika mitzge mar sever avira mivalbel, umar sever hai l'chudei koi, v'hai l'chudei koi. Rabbi Yehuda ben Matei omer omer p'chia baratz b'shpei du'ula. Shalosh orotein. Matza chayfa v'diftra. Matza k'mashmao lo maliach v'lo kamiach v'lo afiz. So that's our smallest mishka. Chayfa, the maliach v'lo kamiach v'lo afitz, l'mayilchata. It's lotzat shabbat also, kama shiro k'tana or k'day lasot kamiach. Diftera is that it's maliach v'kamiach v'lo afitz, l'mayilchata lotzat shabbat kama shiro k'day lichtov alav at hagate. Now, how could you be makshir a gate on if it's a shaykh to be mizdayeh? So the chachomim are makshir man chachomim. Omar Rabbi Elazar, the chachomim are Rabbi Elazar, who holds edim mesira karta. Furthermore, says the Amvira, Omar Rabbi Elazar lo yichshir. Rabbi Elazar elali alter. And the Edom don't remember. Rabbi Yochanan afil mikan v'asarayomim. What's the problem? Imitad avi beit tana. Obviously, they're going to be mitkar v'kiri. That's what Edom are for. V'yomer Rabbi Elazar. This whole din of Rabbi Elazar, the Tana being magish, was only begitin. But b'sharish tarot lo, because it says in the pasuk in Tatem b'klicheres l'man yamdu yamim rabim. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan afilu b'shtarot for financial instruments. Aye, what about the pasuk l'man yamdu yamim rabim? Ha tameitza tova kam mashmalan.